boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Obataya takes on Noel McCallion. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount+ subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome to Showtime, episode number blah, 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 who cares? Klein and Allie here, at least just the two of us for now, although we're watching the big Apple announcement, because they got that sweet foldable phone.
Folding phone.
So Allie said she couldn't wait to get it and drop it.
Can't wait to throw this on the ground.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Don't have Apple Care.
That's right. Yeah, well, they've really thought of everything now, huh? No, 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 no.
Does anyone do that?
Now, in fact, I'll tell you, I went to a guy, Dr. Fix-It Screen, Dr. Screen Fix. I don't know if he went to medical school, but he calls himself that. And this guy, I think,
is...
That's right. I think I did my nose and my phone at the same time. And he, he just did the phone. He actually did not do well on the nose. I got Apple Care for my nose. He says his whole business is people that just don't pay for Apple Care, obviously, because he fixes screens for $69, which is hilarious.
It's like your whole mentality with parking meters, right?
Well, hold on.
Hello?
Hold on.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Is that you?
Check.
There she is. Allie's here now.
But it's like your theory with parking meters, right? Like, you're not paying them on a regular basis, and you think that the occasional ticket will still be cheaper than paying the meter on a regular basis.
Yes.
So it's probably the same with Apple Care, right? Think about how many times you've had to pay to get your phone screen fixed or whatever. Apple Care is expensive.
Yeah, the first time, and I think the only time I bought the quote extended warranty was like when I bought like my first big TV. It was like my first big purchase. And I was like, I'm getting a big TV, because I never had a big TV in my house growing up. I never had a TV in my room. Never a TV in my room, kid. My parents had some shitty little 13-inch TV, and they're like, it works perfectly fine. Why would we change it? And the first time I had like a job where I had like money, and I was like, I should probably save this, but I'm buying a big fucking TV, and I bought a big TV, and the guy said to me like, hey man, I recommend you spend the extra whatever $300 to protect it, and if anything happens to it,
right,
even if you get drunk and pee on it, we'll cover it. And I was like, that sounds like a fun day.
Sounds like a probable thing.
I'm gonna do that.
Uh-huh.
I've already done that, sir. He said it while I was peeing on it in the store.
Uh-huh.
This TV gave me no problems ever. It actually sucked. When I finally just decided it was time to like put it on the side of the road because it was just unnecessarily big.
Right.
Like the screen was big, but also had a big fat ass too.
Mm-hmm.
When I finally put it out there, it still worked great. It was
wow.
Like, it pained me to put it out there. Cause I was
but
like,
that's
this thing.
Why, like,
but I didn't
I think
use
when
the
you pay
thing.
For
use,
the thing,
right.
Then you know you're never going to use
right.
it.
Well, that's like insurance. That's like the rental car thing. Like, that's the number one place where they will bang you out and they will put so much pressure on you to get insurance. And you're like, that's okay. I have my own insurance. Like, yes, but even if you have your own, it could take months and years. And
so no, I've done it.
Oh,
I used it through my credit card.
You used your own insurance?
Yeah, because
when you
I
got in that accident.
Well, that too, but. No, I was still smoking at the time, and I can't remember. I think I was in Duluth, Minnesota, and I was pulling up to a gas station to buy a lighter because I needed to smoke a cigarette before I returned the car. And I pulled into, there was like not a regular, you know, those little rock things that are at the parking spot.
Oh, you guys keep hitting rocks. You hit a lot of rocks, huh?
It was like a taller than normal, and I just fucking rammed right into it, and I dented the car. And I even brought it back, and they didn't say anything, and they like reached out to me later. But I went through, I went through Chase, and they covered it.
Yeah, but the best part about at least the way they sell it to you when you try to when you turn it down and you initial no, because I'm sure it's a moneymaker for them. But they say if you get into a complete car where you total this thing, I mean, like literally total, you could just. If you paid for it, you could just walk away. Like, yeah. There's not even... That's the thing. It's like you're really saying, do I save myself paperwork? And even if at the end you're covered. But, yeah, Apple is just announcing their new products. So we're watching some of the cool shit.
My stepbrother would rent cars and get the extra insurance, and him and his friends would just fuck it up and crash it.
Yeah, like, I'm surprised that that's not a really popular YouTube series if it's or, like, Instagram person that's like, oh, you don't follow Crash... Tommy? Crash Tommy's the best. Like, what does he do? Oh, he's got 9 billion followers. He rents rental cars, pays for the insurance, and then drives them off a cliff. You're like, well.
I would probably watch
that. That's probably pretty clever. Eventually, the guy's so famous that now his videos have been sponsored by Enterprise, the exact same company that he's fucking. You know,
I just did a sucker move. I bought couch insurance.
What? Couch insurance?
Well, it's like an extended thing where it covers anything that happens to the couch for like 5 years.
What is going to happen to your couch over the course?
If my cat scratches it, if there's some stain I can't get out, if there's a problem with anything, they will replace every piece of it for free.
But they're not going to replace the whole couch.
Yeah, they will.
That's not going to happen, though. I'm just saying.
Well, the couch is in 1,000 pieces, so they'll replace the pieces.
They're going to replace one piece in the middle.
Through a long and lengthy exchange process.
You have to take the whole fucking couch apart.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what's going to happen?
Well, because...
What does that cost, couch insurance?
It was $500.
What?
Yeah.
You could buy a whole couch for that.
No, the couch was also expensive.
You could buy a couch for $500. Hey, Jake, have you ever bought a piece of furniture? Jake's here now. Yay. Have you ever bought a piece of furniture for more than $500?
Have you ever bought a piece of furniture?
I'll end my sentence there.
I get all my furniture off the streets.
Do you want my old couch? It's a big L couch.
No, I wish. I wish I had room for a couch. I don't have room for a couch.
It could be outdoor couch outside the shed.
Yeah.
Oh, outside couch?
Do you want a DMT couch?
No.
Hmm.
Sorry. But I don't think I have paid more than $500 for a piece of furniture.
That seems crazy to you?
No, it doesn't seem crazy. I mean, I've seen lots of furniture that's way more expensive than that.
But... I was always blown away when they would show, like, what a dining room set at least they claim cost on like Price is Right and shit.
Yeah. Like $13,000. Yeah, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because I look at it, I'm counting one table and six chairs.
Yeah.
They're all pretty ugly, dark wood. I don't know. 150 to a and they're like, retail price is $17,000. And I'm like, what the fuck is wood? Is this wood from the fucking Amazon rainforest?
I know.
Harvest?
Well, I think most things I've bought. Pieces of furniture, except for this couch, have been discounted in some way. It's not like it's either the floor model or it's at a consignment center or there's something where it's like secondhand. This is the first time I've bought a brand new, out of the box, freshly new couch.
When I first
leather?
Moved in,
no, it's not leather. That would have been
leather's
more money.
Not cool anymore, supposedly. Leather. It's like Ali got some fabric that's good for the planet or something.
No, it's not good for the planet, but it's like resistant to stains. They say it like any liquid or anything that gets on it, it like drips off. It doesn't.
Well, especially when you have cats.
Stain.
Leather.
Yeah, and they
got couch.
It's like a special fabric where like if the cats try and scratch it, they can't get their claws in there.
I
can't get the claws out and stuck there.
No.
The first couch I bought when I moved in with my wife now was from a parking lot sale. And we had this couch for a long time, and she would always say, it's time to get rid of it. And she would say, you bought it out of a parking lot. Like, she made that sound like it was a negative thing. Like, we've had this
You're like, I know, I found it in a parking lot.
It was inside the store. They moved them outside of the store to sell them out of this big, it was like a Labor Day parking lot sale, where they probably just jacked the price up, then crossed out the jacked up price and put it back to the original price.
Amazing.
And I was like, that's perfect for me. I'm such a sucker for that shit. If I see anything crossed out in red, specifically, any number that's crossed out with red with another number, even if the number is higher, I'm like, well, it's got to be good.
Dude, I was so disoriented. I went to an actual Nordstrom, like a real one, which I haven't been to in a long time. I always go to the rack.
Right.
I walked into a regular Nordstrom, and I immediately go to wherever I see red tags and red, like 50% off any kind of sale. But before that, I had to make my way over to that section.
So you had to walk through the good stuff.
I had to walk through the good stuff, and I was like, oh, this is a nice shirt. This is a nice... Fucking $600 for a shirt. I'm like, what? What the... How does anyone dress themselves? How are you paying $500 for one shirt?
What's the shirt? A t-shirt?
I don't know. It was like a blouse, I guess, but I don't really know.
Is there shoulder pads in it? Or?
No. It's just a fucking shirt. Like, I would never... Huh?
Is it Apple?
It's one of the new Apple shirts. It's a foldable shirt.
It's a foldable shirt. That's genius.
Isn't that every shirt?
They thought of everything. Goddamn, they're good. That's why they're so smart.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't even a dress or a jacket or something that's like a high ticket item. It was just a shirt.
I would love to film Allie's face looking at price tags at like even higher
Neiman
end stores,
Marcus
like Center to Beverly
I
Hills.
I cannot believe.
Because I think that Allie's the person that not only makes a face, but probably makes these loud guttural
I
sounds.
I did make a sound.
People probably look at you in the store and you're going, oh, yeah.
And then there's the whiplash of me immediately turning around and going away.
I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
And just going, I can't believe. I'm so outraged because it must cost what $4 to make that shirt. There's no way that fabric costs that much.
It's just fabric. It's cotton, right?
Like, how are you charging this much? And how do people live where they can?
Well, if I told you right now that yesterday I got home and Jerry was chewing on one of my wife's shoes and chewed to the point where the heel had been completely. The material
off.
On the heel was there, but all of the material was chewed through. And I said to her, hey, I don't know what type of shoe this is, but just so you know, you left your door open, Jerry got it. And she told me how expensive the pair of shoes was.
Well, this is her industry, right?
Those weren't even her shoes. Those were technically, now they're her shoes, but they were on consign, whatever. They were loaned to her for, you know, she got them for a client. I don't even know the story, but... The pair of shoes. This was just, they were small. I mean, I couldn't fit my foot in these shoes. They were small shoes, like heels. And they were
you
wrapped
in. You couldn't
fit
your shoe to them, huh?
They're not even big enough for like a real size foot. And she said the pair of shoes was a $3,800 pair of shoes.
That
now she has to go try to get this one fixed at a shoe repair guy just so that she can even give these to. I mean, I said, do you have insurance on that?
Does she get in trouble at work for that?
Of course. It's like a big fucking, like a pair of shoes was chewed on by our dog.
Man.
Ruined a that's the thing about, you get a dog, you get a great dog, you get a rescue dog, you get we got a reject dog that someone had put a deposit on and couldn't go pick up. And then one move like that, that's it.
You gotta make shoes out of that dog now.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Turns out
dog is gonna be shoes now. Your shoes now, boy.
This is why I don't like even those small little boutique shops where they're like, oh, I love boutique shopping. Katie always wants to like go window shopping where there's like little boutiques and unique things and blah, blah, blah. And then you look at one shirt and it's like, how are people, and then what does this lady sell one t-shirt and she's like good for the day?
I think that's how it is. They just sell one item and then they're good for a month. It's like they've covered their
rent. And it's so awkward because the store's so small.
Right.
And they're like, hi, do you need help with anything? And I'm like, no, I've seen the price of one item and I'd like to leave, but I don't know how to
I got
be
one
nice about it.
Yeah. Cost $5 to leave?
Yeah, I have to like pretend browse for 5 minutes.
This exit
minutes.
Door is going to cost you $40. Yeah.
I got one of those shops right on the corner of my block where I live, and I hate it so much. I literally crop dust it every time I walk by.
Yeah.
As I'm like, who supports this foo-foo
there,
ass
there's this
shit?
Restaurant that we go to called Finney's. It's good, and there's always a little bit of a wait.
Love
so
Finney's.
It's always like 10, 20 minutes, whatever, enough. And then right next door, there's like a boutique shop. Nice. And Katie always wants to go in there. And they even have like kid stuff, you know,
candles. Where it's, I feel like these stores always have scented candles.
It's all like vintagey looking things where they have baby clothes too, but it's like one little baby cloth thing. It's like $60 for like a little
pieces.
Something that a kid is going to wear for like 2 weeks. And she's like, we should get. And I'm like, God damn you, Finney's, for having a wait.
Finney's probably opened the clothing store. They're like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a restaurant. We're going to create a wait.
All the people that are waiting for Finney's.
Right, they're going to go right next door. They're gonna be bored, and they're gonna see something. They're like, oh, it says I'm with stupid with an arrow. You're stupid. Let's buy it.
And then I'm just sitting there looking at my phone, going, please get the text. Please get the text
please
that your table's,
table's
ready. Please.
Yeah, there's nothing better than when you're about to make that stupid purchase because you're killing time, and then you get the alert like, let's go.
Got it. Drop everything.
Drop it out. We out. Johnny's entered the room now. Johnny's in the chat.
Yeah, what's up?
Jake's in the chat. Kibby's in the chat.
Game.
Alicia
Johnny,
as well.
Do you get excited about any of this?
Yeah,
stuff?
I was just literally watching that in the other room. That's where I was at. And they were just showing the new
foldable iPhone.
I forgot the name of it. What was it called? Apple?
The Apple Duo.
Duo, yeah.
Don't give a shit.
Yeah, it actually kind of seems like the Newton all over again.
Jake should do a video now to talk about all the cool advancements on his old phone that he still uses.
This is like kind of a new
Jake
phone.
Got a new one
he
recently.
Has a brand new phone, actually.
I forgot about that. Jake was rocking the iPhone 11 for a while.
I had to get a new phone when I started working here because my phone that I had wouldn't take the fucking, like, one protect shit that we have whenever we log
check
in.
Check our emails.
Yeah, like, whenever you log into our system, you have to, like, do a one protect, dual authentication, and my phone wouldn't accept the app. So I had to get a new phone even for
the
work.
Yeah, that happened
here.
To my father-in-law where he was like, I can't download any apps anymore. I think he had an iPhone 7 or something, and eventually he had to get rid of it.
Yeah, I was going to keep that phone forever because I liked having, like, headphones, like, real headphones.
You know, what's funny is like that what my kid got for her birthday yesterday is, talk about a throwback, she got a landline, and the landline is making a comeback, dog.
Shit, what is that? What's a landline?
It's something that you talk on every single day at your job.
What's the phone. You mean a phone?
Yeah.
A landline. Yeah.
But why would, in her bedroom?
Yep.
They don't even have ports for that in modern houses.
It's done differently now. There's a thing called, I don't even know the name of the, there's a couple of places.
It's probably all on Wi-Fi or something, right?
It's Wi-Fi. It's like, it's called the tin can or some shit like that. But basically it's kids, they look like phones. They look like the phones we used to have in our rooms.
Yeah, Garfield phone?
What's that?
Is that Garfield phone?
It's a Garfield phone.
Oh, cool.
And it's all they do is call each other now on these little tin can. It's all the, and they're
like, for a little girl, like. But that's like a fucking huge party.
Oh my god, I loved my phone.
But you know, it's kind of great because it's like they don't have to do FaceTime. You know, everything was FaceTime.
It just calls. No internet, no touchscreen, no nothing.
911 and calls, but you can't even call. You can't just dial numbers and call people. You have to have them verify. But like, I had to get her a number. She has what's the area code? 747? Is that the area code here we have?
818 in the valley.
No, I think they're out of those now. I think
they're out of 818 numbers?
Yeah, I think we're on to a 747.
Whoa.
But I mean, she got like a real, like a phone number, and she's like, oh yeah, this is what everyone wants, a landline. I'm like, get the fuck out.
Oh, look, yeah,
so she has to remember phone numbers?
You found it? What's it called?
It is called Tin Can. And it looks like a little tin can.
That's what I gave her, is an old can of soup.
Tin can phone!
Tin can phone!
Check phone!
So she can't call like long distance? Or can't call like
I think I would
Australia.
Have to approve it. No.
Man, what if she gets a friend in
Switzerland?
It just costs you so much money.
I'm so excited she ordered this cheap-ass fucking thing. And lo and behold, I get this bill in a month. It's like, how did they even find me?
I found a tin can friend in Hong Kong.
That's crazy.
I'm going to be living out of tin can.
This is my friend, Tin Can.
Yeah.
So she has to remember her friend's phone numbers?
Yeah, that's a hold. And she said
cool.
That. She goes, how do you even do that? And I said, I had that ability at one point, but I've lost the ability now. I mean, if I any number that I was grandfathered into knowing, like my home phone number
408-267-9929.
Wow.
Call it up.
It's my home phone number.
Is anyone
from
there still?
San
Someone
Jose.
Calls it?
I don't know. I've never called it.
Call it up. But like those are the numbers you're grandfathered into. And then I think that's it. I think I remember my dad's old work phone when he used to work.
Aww.
And that's all I got. I can't remember new numbers now. Someone said call
I don't
out.
Know your guys' phone numbers. Like, there would be no way I could call you guys after show.
I don't even have Jake's name stored in my phone.
Oh, you didn't
number.
Save his name as a contact?
No. Aww.
Good for you.
Whenever Jake says, text me, it says, maybe Jake.
God damn it.
You should put it on your phone as that. Maybe Jake.
I'll text you right now.
It's not even sure.
Maybe Jake.
Hey, you haven't changed your contact name for me in your phone.
That's right.
I'm still JJ Assistant.
JJ Assistant.
And I'm never
assistant. Yeah, that's right. Well, when there was no job at K-Rock, I was maybe going to hire Johnny to be an assistant.
Oh, a personal assistant?
Assistant?
I didn't know. I wanted to. It says JJ Autist is what it says.
Oh, damn it.
Vanessa's here. Vanessa, you look like the Bugle Boy.
What?
You're in all denim here.
Oh, yeah.
What's the big information from the meeting?
I think I can say this on the Shelby. I was like, guys, we want. I was talking about football because we're in that season.
Football!
Go Rams, right, Vanessa?
Rams. Oh, they're gonna give me tickets for 9/21, so I'll go in person.
Oh, good. They're gonna give you Rams tickets?
Yeah.
Yes.
When are they playing? Because they're playing Allie's team, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That's 9/21.
Oh, I
don't think that's 9/21 because
no,
that's coming up.
They're playing the Niners, Allie.
They're giving you tickets to the Rams Niners game?
Sorry, Al, you're not a Niners fan.
No, you're can I go with you?
You're a Cardinals fan now.
That was
You're a Cardinals fan now. Accept it.
So I can't go to any Niners games?
No, it can't be a
bandwagon.
Commissioner
says you can't do that.
Yeah, you're riding with the Cards.
Well, I don't have people that want to go to football games.
I want to go to that.
Sorry, Al, you can't. You're done.
Dude, those are the tickets I ask for every year, is whatever Rams Niner game there
They gave them to Vanessa.
And they just fucking gave them to Vanessa.
Well, she's been a Rams fan for six hours.
It says they're playing. Wait.
Well, I don't know. They said
Rams,
the 921.
Rams Niners are week one?
No, 921, she said. 921. That's got to be.
Right now it says tomorrow, 5:35.
I know, I'm wearing a hat.
That's the one in Australia. That's the Australia game.
Hold on.
Yeah, but they can't be. They're not playing again late September. That gets impossible.
Yeah, that would be way too soon.
Yeah.
Whatever next game
would be funny if
Vanessa
just got tickets to the Rams.
That might be the Cardinals one, actually. Hold on.
Oh my gosh, I hope it is so we could go together. But anyway, so I asked, like, hey, we'd love to go to the Super Bowl because we're doing this thing. It was a straight no. And then Ricky fought for us.
What do you mean a straight no?
Like,
who said no?
They're like, no, impossible. Tickets are like $5,000.
They said no, impossible.
Yeah. Literally straight, like it was that.
I feel like if any of us.
No.
Oh, go
ahead. But then Ricky was like, he's like, we've given a pair of tickets before. Like, I feel like this could possibly happen. Our boss, Jeff, he's like, they get the tickets and it usually goes to clients. But I'm like, but content over clients.
Right.
Clients, because they got the Monet.
Right.
We need the Monet. So,
I mean,
no, listen.
The 21st is a Giants.
Yeah, that's Giants Rams.
Terrible.
Have fun.
You know why I got confused, Allie?
Because of the San Francisco
Giants.
Not
your friend anymore.
Yeah.
So,
whatever. I'm just going to sit there.
And it's a Monday night game.
Show you a photo.
Oh, Monday night. You're fine,
cool.
Bro.
I hate Mondays.
No, it's a cool game, though. Monday Night Football is cool. I mean, that game's going to suck, but yeah.
Well, who wants to go with me?
So they said no, and then they said maybe, and we're back to where we. And then we'll just have to find a way to get there ourselves.
Well, we didn't say we had to go in the building for a Super Bowl. Like, we could know.
Yeah, we
Klein
got
Alley
Jake
show.
There last year. We can get ourselves.
Yeah, somebody's
going to,
like, get
us. We don't need that.
We sent, if you remember, Allie, I don't know if you remember this, but the last time the Super Bowl was in L.A., we did send, we gave away a pair of tickets to a listener. Mm-hmm. We gave away tickets to, which I'd rather.
I think it'll highly depend on who goes to the Super Bowl.
Plus, I got a friend that works at SoFi, so maybe if we start planting the seed now, we could actually pull this off.
Mm-hmm.
What does that person do at SoFi?
Like, actually runs events and coordination.
Really?
Like, they're actually boots on the ground, like they do shit.
Well, if it ends up being me, I can go as a pregnant mascot. And I can go into a costume. Like, we can sneak
to go into the Super Bowl? Well, it's not going to be you. You're the Cardinals.
Yeah. Allie.
Yeah, Allie, it's too
go
bad.
Birds.
Because we all picked
Arizona.
Someone did say on the text line, they said it would be funny, though, if somehow this was a reverse mush, and Allie reverse mush at its finest, and the Cardinals have an amazing season.
Even if they do, there's no fucking way. And it's the hardest division in football.
They're not going to go to the Super Bowl, but could they go further than one of our other teams? Could they potentially have a better season than, let's just say, you know, the Ravens?
Or if Henry goes down and fucking what's his face goes down,
like, Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Lamar
they
Jackson.
They both die.
No, I mean, they've gotten hurt. They've gotten hurt before.
They have been bad.
I didn't even know they were a football team until I heard the name today.
Who, the Ravens?
No, the Cardinals.
Oh, yeah,
I was like, even the St. Louis.
They're
the baseball?
A very forgettable team. And I tried to watch their games, and they're boring.
And their logo sucks dick.
Yeah,
it's fucking the worst.
But
Cardinals Rams October 18th. I'll be there.
All right.
Yeah, okay, why those tickets?
Those tickets went to clients. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Wait, we have an event that day, I think.
I want to go to this Rams Niner game on this Sunday, December 13th.
Do you see the schedule at the end? Rams Seahawks and Rams Seahawks again, like 2 weeks later.
Christmas Day game, Rams versus Seahawks.
And then the 10th. It's two of the last three games of the season. It's Rams Seahawks.
If I'm in town on Christmas, I don't know yet, but I feel like that'd be fun to go to.
We're not going anywhere.
I always look at the people in the stadium on Christmas games. I go, what the fuck? They don't have anything better to do. But then I think to myself, you know what? That could be kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You did the right way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You did the right way.
What's the right way?
Christmas, open games.
Tailgate and you actually like do it upright. Like you actually make a day of it.
Your kids aren't going to want to do that.
No, they're not.
That's sick.
I wasn't really thinking about them in my scenario. But
we should have done
done like a basketball draft or something. Basketball is way more entertaining than football.
No way. Football's way more entertaining.
I agree with Johnny.
Yeah, what's wrong with basketball? How does that miss the mark?
There's too many games.
But it's fun, though. The Lakers actually are good.
Allie didn't like it when they started putting all those...
White guys on the team?
No, she liked that part. She didn't like when they started putting all those messages of hope and stuff on the jerseys.
Equal rights and stuff.
Yeah, she hated that.
I do hate equal rights.
We could pull clips from show overtime, but we can't. I know, we're not allowed. All right, we got to get into our actual show meeting. So anyway, thanks for hanging out. I know last week the bar was set pretty high for this show overtime episode because Vanessa went deep with her exploit.
Oh, yeah. For like 45 minutes.
Went on for a long time, and we are talking about some possibilities about, just had a conversation with Ginger Justin about doing a slightly extended show overtime with visual component.
Oh, really?
But that would require a different setup, and we're trying to do some things to make this more fun for you guys. But hopefully we see you on Wednesday. I don't know. I guess that would be our next show over time, which we're not going to be able to do that day.
Because
we've got our... So we'll have to do an bonus episode. But hopefully, if you're listening, reminder, Descanso, Siesta Fiesta. You decide which one are there. You're there for the napping. You're there for the party. Please get there. I saw Blind Charlie made a comment where he put a couple of emojis of drinks and then wrote wink, wink.
Really?
So what does that mean?
Cool.
That means buying drink.
We're too stupid to figure that out.
I got.
I mean, I don't even know if he knows what winking means because he's blind. But
like, what does that do?
I don't know. Maybe it means something different in his world.
That's just how he sleeps.
He takes a screenshot.
But you could look at our comments, and you know, I'm not. I know we promised you the free tacos and the shirts, but Blind Charlie always seems to go there with a credit card in hand.
I just got an interesting text from my lady friend. She's going to let me crash at her house for the first time without her there.
What?
Oh, you're in there, man. You are in there.
Why would you do that?
Because she lives closer to the Seahawks bar. And so I want to crash there and then wake up and then go watch the game at the backstage in Culver City.
Nice, man. You're getting domesticated. You are so in there.
So you're not going to watch a game with her?
I know she's going to come with me, but I just don't want to drive from Burbank to fucking Culver City in the middle of the day.
You want to get drunk.
No, I just don't want to fucking sit in traffic for an hour plus.
Right.
I just want to go down there in like 20
minutes.
But
you drove to Ventura last night for Mars Volta, right?
Yeah, but I left way early, and traffic was
sick. I didn't know you liked that band.
That's actually one of my favorite.
How'd you end up
drives.
Getting tickets?
I fucking had to buy them.
How much did you pay?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. $92 bucks.
What do you want to say
to Miles? That's it? It was only $92 bucks?
What do you want to say to Miles, who couldn't come through for you?
That's fine. He's gonna hook me up before.
You couldn't even say it clearly.
And I think he's gonna try to hook me up for a candle box.
Cool.
But what happened this
time? the record rep couldn't get it. It was like a sold out thing, and it was last.
Even though
second.
You were able to buy a ticket for $92 on the day of the show.
Actually, I should have waited. It got down to 42 during the show.
Wow.
All right. Well. I guess when the band plays L.A. only 11 times every 6 months.
No, they haven't played for almost a year.
Every time I see you, you're wearing a new fucking Mars Volta shirt, and you explain
that
you bought
horseshit.
It the night before at some show.
I haven't seen him since the day before Thanksgiving last year. And he played Pasadena.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us. You have a good one.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Allie's watching the – what's they announce now? Are you on the Apple thing?
No, now I'm actually looking at – they just announced the first slate of hosts for SNL.
In Turnstiles.
And I feel like it's always Dakota Johnson.
She's
is
bad.
She like always
she
doing
bad.
Stuff?
Let her do it.
No.
She's hot.
Jalen Brunson is first.
Uh-huh.
No
and
idea.
Then Dakota Johnson
heard
and Shane Gillis and
no
Indy Navarrete.
Who?
Oh, Indy Navarrete. Obsession. That's the
oh.
girl from Obsession. Come
oh.
on, y'all.
Oh, got yeah. it.
She's bad as hell.
And
oh,
Turnstile, Cat's Eye, Gracie Abrams, Rosalia.
Solid. Who? That's a solid.
All right.
I think so.
When
Jake's saying who, you know it's
that's
good.
That's how you know it's good.
Did they announce Wolves of Glendale yet on the cast or no?
No, I haven't seen that. Is that for sure happening?
I know they auditioned, and I think they'd be a great addition to SNL. They're very funny and friends of the show. I'd love them to make it on there. All right, that's it for us. All right, goodbye.
All right, whee!
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Obataya takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount+ subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.